As WMNF reported Friday, over the weekend, the Coalition of Immokalee Farm Workers marched from downtown Tampa to the Publix supermarket headquarters in Lakeland as part of their campaign for fair food. They're calling on Publix to pay 1 penny per pound more to tomato pickers and to issue a statement condemning slavery in the agricultural fields of Immokalee, where several cases have come to light in the past few years. On Saturday, farm workers and supporters rallied outside the Publix corporate offices in Lakeland. WMNF's Kelly Benjamin recorded this audio.
Publix, shame on you. Hey, hey. Farm workers are people too.
Publix,
shame on you. Farm workers are people too.
From the back of a tomato truck outside the Publix headquarters on Saturday, Bishop Timothy Wenske from the Catholic Diocese of Orlando addressed the marchers.
In 10 years, you have seen results. McDonald's did not want to listen to you. Now they do. Burger King did not want to listen to you. Now they do. Subway did not want to listen to you. Now they do. And Publix one day will also listen to you.
On Sunday, despite the rain, a few hundred people continued marching into downtown Lakeland, where a rally was held at St. Joseph's Catholic Church.
Why is it important for this event to happen today?
It has to happen when you have slavery still present in this country, and it is. When you have just insidious economic oppression and underpaying and low wages going on, when you have poor conditions, when you have these children that we see out here growing up in poor conditions, that has to stop. And so this type of movement is a realization on the part of people that that has to stop. And that means bringing attention to the general public that there are companies, that there are corporations that permit this type of oppression to happen.
And why is this an important movement for Christians?
This is a central movement for Christians. If we are serious and meaningful about following the life of a person in Jesus of Nazareth that challenged the status quo, that challenged authority, that talked about oppression, that talked about injustice, that talked about economic exploitation, all of these things. We cannot follow this person unless we take up the mantle, take up the cross, as it were, and do the same thing in today's world. And so when we see violence, when we see this type of economic exploitation, when we see this type of blatant racism going on, we have no choice but to be involved.
That was Minister Ken Brown, who traveled from New Haven, Connecticut to attend the march. Also at the Lakeland rally, television actor Gloria Rubin from NBC's ER.
We all know that there are a lot of people in this country who don't think twice when they go to the grocery store to buy produce, or when they order a salad in a restaurant, or when they ask for extra tomatoes on their burger as they're going through fast food. You know, we don't think twice sometimes about where that food comes from, or the individual farm worker who has harvested that food and what his or her life is like and what the life of their family is like and of their communities. But this weekend, the rallies, the marches, all of you, you have brought a spotlight to that issue. You have brought a spotlight to the challenges that farm workers are going through. You have brought a spotlight to the fact that slavery is still alive and is still and does still exist, very much still exists here in the United States.
WMNF's Kelly Benjamin also spoke to a public spokesperson at the Lakeland event.
The farm workers are asking for a raise of 1 penny per pound of tomatoes picked. Is Publix willing to give that raise?
We are willing to pay whatever the going rate for the tomatoes are. So if the farmers raise the wage, the price per pound by 5 or 10 cents, we would be willing to pay that. But we can't pay associates that don't work for us. You know, we can pay for commodities and goods, but we can't pay for workers that don't work for us. So we're going to pay whatever the going rate is, and whatever that going rate is, we are more than, you know, happy to pay that, but it has to go through what the appropriate channel would be.
The Coalition of Immokalee Farm Workers has also had campaigns against Burger King and McDonald's and Taco Bell, who have all come to agreements with the farm workers. Do you foresee Publix coming to a similar agreement?
I think what you can expect from Publix is what you currently see. We're advocating that the workers come together with the farmers and come to an immediate resolution, and really just raising awareness to the issues with government and officials so that their concerns can be heard.